The first reading is from taken from the second book of Samuel. All the tribes of Israel came down to David in Hebron and said, "Here we are, your bone and your flesh. In days past, when Saul was our king, it was you who led the children of Israel out and brought them back. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel, and shall be commander of Israel.'" When all the elders of Israel came to David in Hebron, King David made an agreement with them there before the Lord, and they anointed him king of Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 40 years, 7 years and 6 months in Hebron over Judah, and 33 years in Jerusalem over all Israel and Judah. Then the king and his men set out for Jerusalem against the Jebusites who inhabited the region. David was told, "You cannot enter here. The blind and the lame will drive you away," which was their way of saying, "David cannot enter here." But David did take the stronghold of Zion, which is the city of David. David grew steadily more powerful, for the Lord of hosts was with him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. Once you spoke in a vision, and to your faithful ones you said, "On a champion I have placed a crown, over the people I have set a youth. My faithfulness and mercy shall be with him. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may be always with him, and that my arm may make him strong. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and through my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand upon the sea, his right hand upon the rivers. My faithfulness and mercy shall be with him." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said to Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see the kingdom. Jesus says the kingdom if a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. That's Mark 3, 23 and 24. And it really shows the importance of unity. You see, the devil wants to divide us. Why? Because then we'll fall. The church at this moment, the devil is coming against and he's trying to separate us from one another. We heard last Sunday in the second reading, we are the body of Christ. We belong to one another. Why? Because we are in Jesus Christ. And to divide and argue amongst ourselves is to tear up Jesus Christ himself. It's of the evil one. It's not of God. So I got to be thinking, do I work, do I fast, and do I pray to unite the body of Christ? Or do I complain and bicker and gossip and judge to divide the body of Christ? We will be judged by what we have done. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.